welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. From 1 John chapter 3, Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. As I said, this is 1 John 3, verses 13 through 24. I suppose no subject needs teaching more than the subject of love. John teaches us to love in word and in truth. Now, just what does this mean? What does this include? So much that is called love today really bears little resemblance to the biblical and Christian love of which we read in the Bible. Some of the meanest and most hateful people on earth are some who cry long and loud, love, love, love. To them, love is some emotional outburst of superficial explosion toward others. And because some have it so mixed up, we need all the more to know and to teach what the Bible teaches on love. Now, this instruction is written to brethren. And he said, brethren can expect to be hated. Jesus once said, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John 15:18 through 20, Christ speaking to his apostles. Christians are often hated. It is because some hate Christ. And being his followers, we are subject to the persecutions such as befell him. In verse 14, the we there refers to Christians. Sin is death, forgiveness is life. Christians, by forgiveness, have passed from spiritual death into spiritual life. And this makes a difference, certainly, in our lives. And because of this life, we love the brethren. It's not love for brethren that caused us to pass from death to life, but love of the brethren is the result of having passed from death to life. Jesus said in John 13, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to the other. Friend, loving is an identifying mark of the child of God. Without love for each other, we lose our identification. Hereby shall we know that we are of the truth. He that loveth not abideth in death. He that loveth not knoweth not God. These are plain and understandable statements. Without love for the brethren, we simply cannot be saved. Now, the opposite of love is hate. God considers one who hates his brother to be as guilty of sin as a murderer. Now, while the immediate consequences of hatred may not be as bad as murder, the spiritual consequences for the hater are disastrous. And while they are degrees of love and degrees of hate, the two are incompatible. We may think we love our brethren, but we want to be sure. We want to know that our love for brethren is pleasing to God. And we need to emphasize 1 John 4:20-21 and see the seriousness of the matter before us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And how can we be sure of the genuineness and the correctness of our love? Well, God is the origin of true love. We love because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. And 1 John 4:7 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Love is an emotion that produces action. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Deity has displayed love by what deity did. We must conclude then, when love is as God wants, it will manifest itself. It is not just a matter of words, but also of deeds. In verse 17 of our text, it may well be the main point of the lesson. We see others in need, spiritually and physically, and we attempt to provide what is needed. Many are willing to love so long as nothing is expected of them. But love must express itself, not merely through pious words, but through actions that actually benefit. It's somewhat in that degree like faith, as we read in James 2:18-20. You show me your love without your deeds. Just like James challenged, you show me your faith without your works. You simply cannot do it. You cannot show your faith without works. Giving assistance where assistance is needful is the way that we show our love. This is an act of love. The King James Version often translates the word agape with the word charity. And I suggest to you this is entirely accurate. The thought behind charity is doing something because of an attitude. It's more than just an attitude. Sometimes love is spoken of as simply an attitude. But charity is an attitude that produces works of love. It is seeking the other's highest good. It is not merely an emotion, but emotion that calls for and produces deeds. We hear about these churches that like to arouse emotions, and they call upon people at worship services to turn around to each other and say, I love you. May I suggest, but with kindness, such nonsensical display of showmanship. If brethren wish to say, I love you, say it in a way that amounts to something, not something, some spontaneous outburst of foolishness like that. Do something. Brethren have been known to say, I love you, and before nightfall stab each other's character in the back. We have had experiences of being the target of some of these loving people. We know whereof we speak. Love is known by what it does. Now there are blessings to the Christian as he obeys the commandment to love his brethren. These blessings are conditional upon obedience. That God will hear us is conditioned upon our obedience. John urges our obedience and singularly cites the commandment to love each other. And the commandment has two parts, believe in Jesus Christ and love one another. My friend, the two are inseparable. Love for brethren is an acceptable expression and demonstration of our belief in Christ. Brotherly love is evidence that we have passed from spiritual death to spiritual life. Caring for those in need, providing what is lacking, doing what is necessary, acting rather than merely talking, that is love. We have seen the bumper sticker that says, Honk if you love Jesus. Our reaction is that any old goose can honk. Someone has said we do not show our love for Christ the same way we get a dog out of the road. My beloved, I wonder how people would react if they saw a bumper sticker that told the truth. Obey, if you love Jesus. And friend, we show our love by what we do. Not only our love for the Lord by obeying His commandments, but our love for others by treating them in the Christ-like manner. Love is not merely a verbal outpouring. We must love in word as well as deed and in truth. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.